So, good morning, my friends. It's good to see you all, your fresh, bright faces this morning. Maybe it's afternoon or evening where you are. So, just a deep sense of welcoming ourselves back again and again. So, today is our last full day of practice. And you might notice that there's a little bit of leaning forward into the future, knowing that this retreat is soon coming to an end, and maybe some planning about what will happen tomorrow afternoon and the week ahead. But I really encourage you to stay with your practice today. You've built so much momentum this week. There's the faculties, the five divine, sacred, spiritual faculties are coming online, and just encourage you to continue to settle with them, to deepen with them, knowing that whatever will happen tomorrow will happen tomorrow. And that we can really enjoy all the momentum and the continuity that we've built up over the week today. So, this morning, I want to introduce a style of meditation called choiceless attention. And this might feel very familiar to many of you. Sometimes it's called choiceless awareness or open awareness. But I want to make some distinctions here and offer a perspective, particularly from the Mahasi Sayadaw tradition coming out of Burma. So, choiceless attention. And in some ways, you might say that this style of meditation is the culmination of all that we've done together this week. We've been introducing different objects of attention, breath, body, emotions, thoughts, and then chetana or intention or volition yesterday. So, this choiceless attention is really bringing all of that together. And in some ways, it's really at the heart of the Mahasi method. So, when we began the week, we were really focusing on building samadhi by choosing deliberately one particular object or anchor. So we've explained how to be with these different objects, continuing to come back to them again and again. In walking meditation, perhaps coming back to the sensations in your feet, in your body. So, we've seen how we can be mindful of all these sense experiences, but generally the instruction has been come back to your anchor. When another experience, sensation arises, spend a little bit of time with that. Spend a time with your thoughts or spend time with your emotions. And when those fade, come back to the breath. Come back to your chosen anchor. And there's been a kind of preference for that, for like coming home. Come home back to the body, come home back to the breath. And in this now, this is a little bit of a different twist on things because there's no preference whatsoever for any object. So you'll feel the breath, and then there might be a thought about it, and then noticing an underlying mood, hearing a sound. And all of these sensations, all of these objects of attention are equally valid. That our attention can land equally on each of these. And as we continue, we might notice there's different objects of attention. And yet, even though the objects are changing, the attention is the same flavor. It can know sound, it can know thought, it can know sensation, just moment by moment by moment. And in that way, we're also building samadhi. Sometimes this is called Kanaka Samadhi because we're using changing objects to continue to build a unification of the mind. And so one reason I love this practice is because it's so useful in daily life. In daily life, we might have a lot more going on for us. We might be interacting with people. We have to get things done. We're doing projects. We're cooking and cleaning. And so all the objects of our attention might be changing quite a bit. But this style of practice, when we sit down and do it first on the cushion, it builds a kind of durability or flexibility of attention so that we can move rapidly between objects and continue to build samadhi, continue to deepen in our present moment awareness, regardless of the object. Doesn't matter if we're focused on the breath or on the body or on some project we're working out in our mind. All of those are supporting our practice. They're all strengthening the momentum of mindfulness. So I want to make sure that I'm clear about this word attention, choiceless attention. And so, and this is from Guy Armstrong. He says, attention is the factor of mind that singles out one small element of our experience for us to become aware of in that moment. So attention is kind of like a spotlight. It has a little bit of a narrower lens and it can focus on one thing at a time. And that's why I'm calling this choiceless attention, is we're really focusing just as we started to yesterday when we focused on that mind moment of chetana, of really getting specific about intention or volition. Same thing with this choiceless attention. Although the objects are changing, the attention is still able to hold one thing at a time. So breath, sound, thought, feeling pressure in the body. So one. That's kind of the experience in this meditation. So some of you might even be doing it right now as I'm speaking. And just the invitation before we get into the full session, just notice as I'm speaking, you might notice how your attention is always active. There's always something predominant. And it might be hearing the sound of my voice. It might be some bodily sensation. And then it might be some reflection or thought about this. So just noticing the movement of attention from one experience to another. And as you're doing this, you might notice also that we're not choosing the objects, that we allow the attention to move freely however it wants to move. And our job, our only job, is just to notice where the attention is landing moment by moment. So it actually becomes very natural, this practice. It's what our attention is doing anyway, but we're bringing the light of awareness to it, noticing, oh, I'm feeling my arm. Okay, now I have a thought about that. Oh, now I feel the pressure underneath me. Now there's a mood. Oh, now I feel a sense of trust. We can bring in the faculties here. Ah, I feel deepening samadhi. Oh, there's more understanding here. So I'll invite you to really relax back. Let this be natural. Notice if there's a kind of over-efforting to try to grab onto the objects. And trust that attention is doing this anyway, very naturally. And all we have to do is sit back and watch the flow. Watch the flow of the changing objects. And one way to help yourself do this throughout the day is just to keep dropping in questions. A question like, what's happening now? Where is my attention now? What's happening now? So sometimes without a specific anchor, we can get a little dispersed. It's easier sometimes for distractions to come in. And so this is specifically a point where it's really useful to use the mental noting, dropping in a silent label or word that describes the object you're seeing. So these notes, really easy to over-effort with them. They can get very loud and predominant, but they're only useful if they're really soft. Like a very gentle, quiet, dropping in, oh, pressure, hearing, warmth, planning. So it's very, it's like 95% is just with the object, the knowing of the object. And then the note is really just a tiny little nudge to be specific about what the object is. They can fall every few seconds. Thinking, pressure, calm, in-breath. Seeing, if your eyes are open, that could be a note, hearing. So you can experiment with that technique of mental noting. And really, if you find yourself striving or getting a little tight, you can just drop off with the mental noting. This practice is really dependent on balancing the energy. So we start by really relaxing, opening, and then that very slight nudge of energy that just keeps the momentum going. Maybe with mental noting, maybe just knowing the spotlight of attention one by one on the objects. Okay, so let's try this together. I love this practice, I'll tell you. It's really one of my favorites. So I'm excited to do this with you this morning. So you might already be in your posture. And if not, just inviting you to settle in. Maybe take a deeper breath if that's helpful. Find a deeper sense of relaxing into your body, dropping down into your body. Using the exhale to let go of any extra thinking or tension. So a balance of alertness and ease. Feeling upright and relaxed. And it can be nice in the beginning to open to sounds. And letting the sounds come to you. And this can establish a deep sense of openness and receptivity in the heart and the mind. And just opening to hearing, feeling the arising and passing of sounds. And now, if you'd like, directing the attention to your breath, just for a few cycles, and feeling that home base, curious. curious about the quality of the in-breath, the quality of the out-breath. And letting the breath stabilize your mind. And now let go of the breath and allow the attention to move as it will. So no preferred object of attention, just allowing the natural movement of attention. And in each moment, notice what is attention choosing. It could be a sound or a sensation, a thought or a mood. Could be a feeling tone of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And so make each object its particular moment. In each moment, this object is the focus for your mindfulness. And then noticing when the attention moves, allowing it to move, and then notice the next experience. Noticing how it shines like a spotlight or highlights a particular aspect of hearing or feeling, thinking, sensing. It can be helpful to use these soft mental notes. Using these words to help you notice where the attention has landed. So out breath, coolness, tingling, sound, restlessness, pulsing, pressure. And if you're using the notes, it can be interesting to notice when they have stopped, because often this means that we've drifted into the content of our thoughts. And so whenever you notice that, you're already back in the moment. And you might just ask, what's happening now? And then continuing to use the notes with changing objects. And letting your attention alight very gently, softly, on object by object. And so what is happening now? What is attention focusing on in this moment? Paying attention to that. And then allowing the attention to move to whatever is highlighted in the next moment. And notice that even though the objects are changing, the mindfulness itself can be quite steady and continuous. And this creates its own momentum and stability in the mind. And so noticing the changing objects of your attention. Coolness, warmth, pleasant, unpleasant, tingling, pressure. Letting the changing nature of these objects support the steadiness, the stability of your mind. Thank you. And so as we come to the end of this session, just noticing if you've gotten very serious about your practice. And whether or not you feel serious, you might just bring in a little lightness. It's just meditation. Just a kind of curiosity. Sitting, not doing much. Maybe some curiosity here, maybe some gratitude. And perhaps a whole lot of appreciation for yourself, your diligence, all the many moments of balanced energy and faith and wisdom, concentration this week, all the while building mindfulness. So perhaps just a little bit of appreciation or kindness for yourself. All of your goodness here. Thank you for your practice. And if this choiceless attention is interesting, you're welcome to work with it for the next few hours. And it lends itself really well to walking, to sitting, eating, cooking. And if the mental notes are interesting to you, you can use them. Very light touch, helping them orient you each moment by moment of awareness. As you're walking, pressure, heat, movement, stillness. I think Nolita mentioned the traditional notes would be lifting, moving, placing, lifting, moving, placing as you step. So experiment, see what happens. If the mental notes are not helping, let them go. And also if you're just in a rhythm with breath or your own style of practice, please do continue in your own way. You know, this is you and yours. Yeah. So I had a request for a poem. I didn't have one planned, but I do have one up my sleeve, so. I think it's just here on my screen. This is actually from one of you, sent to me a few days ago. So this is by Anna Swer. An empty day without events. And that is why it grew immense as space. And suddenly, happiness of being entered me. I heard in my heartbeat the birth of time. And each instant of life, one after the other, came rushing in like priceless gifts. So, I hope you have a lovely last day of practice, full day, enjoy. We'll see you in the practice groups, and then back for a talk this afternoon or evening. Thank you, everyone.